Yeah.
And they had a, their daddy was Bill Lynch.
Old man Bill Lynch.
And he had a brother named Hugh that lived up there close to him.
I worked in a soda mine and Bill Lynch was in there then.
Uh-huh.
He had a kind of a fine voice.
Yeah.
And some of them Lynches are buried up here at Union Fork.
Yeah.
That little cemetery there.
Yeah. I think old man, the old man that run the store down here was his brother too, wasn't he? The old bachelor Lynch that ran the store down here.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Mr. Bill, Will Lynch's brother.
His brother, yeah.
I think his name was Phil, wasn't it? Phil, maybe?
Tom.
Tom Lynch, yeah.
Tom Lynch. Well, there's another Tom Lynch. I don't know how much kin they were. And one they call Hood Lynch.
Hood. Yeah. I don't remember him.
They used to stay there with that boarding house at the Moore's on, you know.
Moore's?
Uh-huh.
Newt Moore?
Newt, yeah. Newt was kin to my wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she from Sail Creek?
No, she's from here. But they was living here, but they moved from in the ridges there. They used to live in there where they got that nuclear plant. They had a log house and lived there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the old, probably the old Ross Cliff place or old McGill place down in there.
I don't know who owned that in there, but that's where it was, right where that plant is now.
Start thinking there. Ask this man some questions.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, you mentioned Board Camp Creek. How many mines were there, and what about those camps?
There wasn't a mine at Board Camp Creek, was there?
Yeah, that they had that number 9 vein opened
up.
Oh. They had an incline that came down there, and they, it was an endless rope thing picked them cars up and let them down. It picked the empties up down there. It just helped to dump that empty and then...
Well, Board Camp Creek's way out on the mountain, about where Large Hughes lives, and Sherman Hughes.
Yeah, that's up.
That's the upper...
That's on the left side of the Board Camp.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Well, it used to be when you went up the mountain here on Hot Water Road, when you got up to about the top of the mountain, you could see a couple of shafts going down in the ground, right along the side of the road.
Yeah, well, I know who you're talking about. That goes on down into number 7 thing.
Mm.
And they opened number 10 up. I worked in there and it drove back there and cut into that shaft. And I told them a trick there that it worked pretty nice. I said, why couldn't you take that water, put a pipe in there, and siphon that water and let it go down that old shaft? And they did.
Uh-huh.
And that saved a lot of trouble about pumping, you know.
Well, was number 10 and number 7 in the same vein of coal?
No.
Different heights.
Number 10 was over 7, man.
Number 10 was above, number 7 down below, and the shaft went down to number 7.
It was 7 down here, a 9 up here, and then 10 up here.
Well, which was the best coal?
Number 7 coal was best.
The farther down the ground it was, the better it was.
Yeah. It seemed like it was better under the slate top than it was under the sand rock. It had a better heat, burnt better.
How many different mines did you work in?
Well, I worked in this soda mines, and then I worked in Montlake, and I worked in Glen Stones out here, and I worked in Kentucky, and West Virginia, works in West, for the Island Creek Coal Company. They had coal that you could walk around in way over your head. And that was the best equipped and fixed mine you ever seen. That drift mount was fixed and arched so good it looked like a tunnel. And then they had red and white lights in there for signals, like a railroad.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it got on farther back in the mountain, the shaft down to it. Went down in the shaft to get it.
Gordon, this coal they're mining out here on top of the mountain, strip mining now, according to what you just said a while ago, probably that's inferior coal that they're digging out there. Is that right?
Well, it wouldn't be good as number 7 was.
Uh-huh. But it's going to be even higher than number 10, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody told me a while back they'd hit some coal out there. They had some 14-foot coal.
Who?
You know anything about it?
No, I hadn't heard about it, no.
Yeah, I was out there back around about Mulberry, somewhere out in there.
All these pits out here on top of the mountain, around Flat Top, is that all... That was all strip mining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all strip.
And that was after the mining operation had ceased around here as deep mine.
They went to getting what they could like that and stripping it.
Yeah.
They augered some coal out. Had a great big old auger and it bore it out. It'd come out in a sluice, you know, it was in a fine form with this good coal.
Uh-huh.
They done that down at Mont Lake, they augered coal out. And over here at Deep Creek, too. Augered some out.
At Deep Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Deep Creek?
It turns off of the Mansa Field, girl.
Yeah.
It turns into the left, you know, off Mansa Field.
Say, you mentioned a while ago about them bringing those houses off the top of the mountain up there.
Yeah.
Was that up there at Jones's Gap, in that area?
Have you ever been up in Big Sandy, girl?
Yeah.
Well, there's a road.
Right up the bank of the creek.
It goes right up on the right, back up into there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that road leads you out on top there where those houses are built. It goes out there and it comes into a flat out there. And that great big flat, and there's where they build those houses, right in there.
Well, I'm thinking about something else. Right up here on top of the mountain, that Jones's Gap, at one time a lot of these cliffs and other people had houses up there.
Yeah.
At a spring they called Clifton or something, Clifton.
Well, the cliffs used to somewhere out there, I think.
Uh-huh.
They had a spring that dug out in the rock.
Yeah.
And Willie Merman, when he come there and opened that up, they done away with that rock somewhere or another. That's good water they had there.
I remember being at that spring one time when he was coming out of the rock like you described, and I've been back there in recent years trying to find it, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, I think they've done away with that when they opened that mine there.
You know the old big house over here where Bill Eldridge used to live?
Yeah.
That house was moved off of the mountain.
It was.
That was one of those old cliff houses.
Well, I see.
That was moved off of the mountain and re-erected out over there on his farm.
Huh.
How were you in World War I?
I registered in that war, and that's when I went up Kentucky to load coal up there. And just as the war was ending up, I was placed in Class 1. It had gotten in the next few days.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 11th of November, why, peace was declared.
Uh-huh.
And boys, them Kentuckians got out there and they shot pistols. They just were shooting pistols like anything. And all them old mines, whistles were blowing, you know, where they had steam boilers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're blowing whistles and them fellas shooting. When I got, I had the flu there at that time. At the time of the flu, you know. I was up there in the room, me and my brother with the flu. I come down there, that sidewalk was covered with empty shells. It sure did shoot.
I heard you on the other tape mention the Wallace Spring over here, and I think I heard you tell the people that they sold that water.
They did. They sold it. Well, Wallace sold it.
Joe Wallace?
Yeah. Big George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold it, Chattanooga and sold it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember old man Wallace. He used to stay up there at Weaver's son, that Weaver Hotel.
Oh, yeah. He was too good to eat at home. He had to go out and eat his dinner at the hotel.
Yeah. He's a big one.
And didn't have a penny to his name.
Oh.
But he had a sister that'd take care of him.
Uh-huh.
Miss Fanny, you remember Miss
Fanny?
Oh,
yeah. Miss Fanny Wallace.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you something that doesn't have anything to do with the mines, but I've got to ask him. Did you, back in the early 1900s, did you ever get up around Daisy very much?
Yeah, I was around Daisy right small.
Do you remember a building called the Poe Tavern?
I certainly did, and I've been wondering lately why they didn't preserve that and make a scenic place out of it, a historical place.
Mm.
That house was in good shape when they tore it down. Well, I think old man Patterson used to go there when they'd have meetings. You know, they'd done that Hamilton County business right in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when you remember it, do you remember any of the people that were there connected with it? The names of any people who were there?
Well, it's the Poles, when it made that road up the mountain there, he lived there.
What was his, which poles were they?
See, they call that Pole Road, the way on back there.
Yeah. Well, of course, what he's going to remember is Squire John Poe. You remember Squire John Poe that lived across the road from that old Poe Tavern?
Poe?
Yeah, Squire Poe.
Yeah.
Had the big two-story house that sit there where the road starts up the mountain and had an iron fence around it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that big house.
Yeah, that was Squire John Poe lived there. But the Poe Tavern was across the road from that.
Yeah, across the road.
Yeah. Just about opposite where Mr. Old George Hensley's got that service station.
Yeah.
Well, as you're going up the road, would it have been this side of the service station, or even with it, or the other side? I'm trying to find out exactly where it sat.
I'd sit right in there about where that clothing store was built, didn't it?
Stanley right, Fairbanks?
Right on the other side of this, that store, Pruitt's had a store there, you know.
Yeah.
On the right-hand side of the road there. It's on the right of the road, the Poe Road going up the mountain.
Well, the John Poe house was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Poe Tavern, was it on the side of the Poe Road, or was it on the side of the Highway 27?
Well, that's the Poe Road. It's on the side of the Poe Road. Turns right in there, it goes up the mountain.
Well, after you passed, you remember that conveyor belt that used to go across the road there, where they hauled the cake?
Oh, yeah. I worked in that clay pit at first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with Andy West.
Uh-huh.
He run the shovel up there. Yeah, I worked in there.
Well, now, after you went under that trolley and started up that hill, and on the left, where those two great big old oak trees are right now, and it's all grown up, do you remember there being a big house there, too?
Yeah, I remember the house there, yeah. Oh, Well, that one of them poles named Hastings, wasn't it?
Hastings Pole.
Hastings Pole, yeah.
That's what the old man's name, the first one that came down here, was named Hastings.
Hastings
Pole. And he had a grandson that lived there, too, was named Hastings Pole.
Yeah.
H.H. Pole.
What was the significance of the clay pit?
Well, they mined clay down there. I had pottery down there. And
that went over there to what they call a Hurdy shop.
Hurdy Turpentine Cup Company.
Yeah.
Hurdy was big in clay products.
Made a lot of blocks, building blocks.
And roofing tile.
Yeah, roofing tile.
And turpentine cups. For pine trees?
Yeah.
And flower pots?
Yeah.
Clay flower pots.
They first went into business, they said they made jars and jugs.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, now there was two of the potteries down there, wasn't it, at the same time? Wasn't there one back this side there, B. Mifflin Hood Company?
Yeah, let's see, there's one. Two,
maybe three,
four.
Four different potteries operating now.
Four different potteries.
Can you name them? You named the B. Mifflin Hood and the Hurdy's and...
Pringles. One of them they call Pringles.
Pringles?
Mm-hmm.
That's three.
There was one of them back this side where the old... right there where the... Red Food Store is across the road from where the present Red Food Store is. That's where the first one was.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there was one of them on down there on the railroad track where that they've got some kind of factory down there now. That they make ceramics down there now, I think.
Yeah, they do.
And then the others were in the south end of Daisy, as far down as where the Church of God is, opposite the Church of God, down on the railroad track. Right back of the Poe Cemetery.
Yeah.
Back of the Poe Cemetery. That's where the others were.
Yeah, they had one there. And that was owned by that same company that next property down there.
The Hurdy?
Yeah, the Hurdy.
Uh-huh.
They had a nice store there too, Hurdy did. Wasn't so big, but they had anything you wanted. Old man Devilsport used to work in that store. You remember him, don't you?
Jimmy's daddy?
Yeah, James's daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know that I remember him. I remember when James and his brother, Carlton, had a store up on the, up in Soddy. Right there about where that Church of God is in Soddy now?
Yeah.
Right there on that branch?
Yeah, they have a store there.
Right in there.
Yeah. And I.A. Curvin used to run that store right there, yeah. He run the store in the same building, I think. And after he come out, the Devonports put one in there.
Was I.A. Curvin, was that Ike Curvin?
Ike Curvin, yeah.
Well,
I think up there, at the Pattersons, where the Pattersons live, or did live last, I seen a book there, and I.A. Curvin, he bought leather there from him.
I imagine so.
His name was on there.
Yeah, that's over at Mrs. Sanders.
Yeah, Miss Sanders. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knows Mrs. Sanders. You know Mr. Sanders died?
No.
Yeah, he died.
Well, I'll see.
About a year ago.
He used to run a hotel down there in Chattanooga, didn't he?
Yeah.
Still owns a place there, don't
she? Oh, yeah. But she's kind of lost and feeble.
Oh, yes, I guess so. She'd been kind of crippled, hadn't she?
Yeah. Does old Good come down to see you anymore?
He's down in here not long ago.
Well, did he ever get his book written that he's going to write?
I think he's got one wrote. I got one in there now that's son of his wrote.
Poetry?
Yeah, poetry.
I've got one of them.
This is more about minds than anything else.
Oh.
And I look like he wrote something else.
How many brothers and sisters did you have, Mr. Pastor?
I had 5 sisters and 2 brothers besides myself.
What were their names?
One named Scott, the other named J.B.
Well, now, one of your brothers lived here, huh? One of them lived here.
Yeah, Jay lived over here. Right, beyond me, go to that crossing, go all around that way.
Well, then didn't you have a sister that lived over here too? Near you?
Yeah, Miss Sluter.
Miss Sluter, yeah.
Julie Sluter,
yeah.
And I had another sister died here. She came out of Kentucky down here and hadn't been here very long. But she died. And she's buried over here at the Card Cemetery. My daddy and mama's buried there too.
What were your sister's names?
This youngest one was named Ivy, and this one over here was named Julie. And one in Georgia named Nancy. And the other named Maddie. Maddie died in Rome, Georgia.
Mr. Patterson has been back down there to North Georgia where he came from and where his grandfather lived. And it sounds an awful lot like that his people down there were akin to this Robert Patterson that was here. They were millers down there just like he was up here.
Same business.
Yeah.
Miller in the store.
Uh-huh.
Had a 2-story mill there. They ground wheat and corn too.
Was that in Gilmer County?
That was in Gilmer, upper end of Big Gilmer County. Uh-huh. It's a... That... Right in there, they call that Board Town.
Board Town.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I knew it was something like that. I was thinking it was Ball Ground or something.
Board Town.
Board Town.
Mm-hmm. I found in that book where my daddy went to school in 1856. His name's in there, and it gives the name of the teacher and his pictures in there, the man that taught him.
Huh.
Yeah.
What's the name of that book?
It's Annals of Upper Georgia.
Gilmer County.
Centered in Gilmer County, written by George Gordon Ward. And George Gordon Ward was your cousin?
My first cousin.
First cousin?
Yeah, his mother was sister's my mother.
Well, where did you fellas get the name Gordon?
I think the way my sisters and them talked about it, that there's a reading a novel and there's a character in there named Gordon, and they thought about that name. Now, it could have been I was named after Gordon Ward there, too.
See, good thing they didn't name that character Martin Luther King, isn't it?
Yeah, they want to name everything after Martin Luther King. That makes me sick, that fella. He's a regular rabble rouser.
Yeah.
I'm looking at television when he got chopped. I said to my wife, I said, that man is liable to get shot before that happened.
Well, this day and time, we're all liable to get shot.
Oh, you can't tell. I've got some outlines right there.
I noticed that.
And it tells you where my granddad was with among the Indians and where he was trading with them and everything.
Read it to us.
It says, look on page 49, and on page 49 is a reference to Gordon's great-grand, to Jack
Patterson.
Patterson.
That's my granddad.
His grandfather. And then it says, look on page 49 about granddad and grandma. And page 280 for more about granddad and grandma. And page 129 where James Patterson, and then where my father went to school in 1856.
Yeah.
It tells who taught him and the teacher's picture. Is in the back on page 322. On page 129, where Dad went to school in a log house, one room, in the year 1856. Uncle Fields Patterson is listed on page 104.
Fields Patterson. Read that about Fields Patterson. It'll tickle you.
If not, let's see. An incident not lacking in crude humor has come down from the roaring days of White Pass. Fields Patterson, impressively tall and broad in the shoulders and correspondingly courageous and ready for a fight, entered the log cabin saloon of a bewhiskered man remembered only as Old Mooney, the location of whose dispensary was just south of the crossing below the site of a railroad station. In a little cleared path, now traced by a road west of the railroad, it was later a home for several successive families. Fields called peremptorily for his quart. Mooney denied having any liquor, but the height of Fields now played its part, enabling him to spot high in a cobweb corner the very article that he wanted. He shot a powerful left across Mooney's crude counter, seized him by his flowing whiskers, and menaced with his right. Give me that quart that you're holding back on me up there, Mooney, or I'll storm the castle, he demanded, and he got his liquor.
Yeah. That's my old uncle moved here in Saudi. He was living here before we come here.
Hmm.
Yeah, Fields.
Was he buried around here someplace?
He buried Dayton.
Oh, at Dayton. Oh, that's the one I sent you death certificate on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he died, right there, 1914, wasn't it?
Yeah. I found, up there in the courthouse, I found a death certificate of Fields Patterson, and I knew it had to be some of his folks. I sent it to him.
What did Fields Patterson do up there?
Well, he worked in the mines, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a miner.
Had tuberculosis? Did he have tuberculosis?
Had a plague, I think.
Plague.
Yeah. Oh, he was much of a man. As Jordan says, there, a big square built fella.
I want to put in there that this book can be bought from the Parthenon Press, 201 8th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee. But I don't know where this Gordon, where does Gordon live?
He lives over there at Ella J. He's dead now.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he died in 73, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good deal older than I was. I went over here a year or two ago. My daughter here went with me and her husband. We went to the old Salem Cemetery, went to where he's buried at. Got a nice monument there, and I had my picture taken by the tombstone, and then his mother, Mary. I stood by it and they took the picture again.
Hmm. This would be a worthwhile book to buy. It's just full of stuff.
It is.
Yeah. But I guess we'd have to get it from that Parthenon Press. You might write to Historical Society in Gilmer County. They might have it. Or some of the family down there. Let's see what this...
Oh, that's Clear.
Colonel Clear.
I'll say little things like that.
Well, now, we might be tiring Mr. Patterson out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, I'm sure we've taken too much of his time, but we do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, I'm glad to do it. rather help for a camp about things like that.
Next time that you think about it, and if you can get that book that's over there in your house about this Saudi,
about
the mines, bring it over here, and I'll come by sometime and look at it, or maybe take and copy some stuff out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Because I'm interested in the Saudi, and a lot of other people are too, and you know, this information is gradually getting away from us, and it's good to have it down, and so people a few years from now can tell a little bit what it was like in Saudi.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Be a nice history. You seen that little history that I wrote about my people over there, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think I copied that.
Let me get my daddy and mama's picture. Let me see it. Okay. I'll learn how to walk again.
Look like you're doing pretty well.
I get out and do pretty good now. Walk around the house and garage and about. No, I gardened a lot over there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. By what year was that taken?
I was taken in 1906.
1906.
On a tin type.
You were about 10 years old then.
Yeah. Huh. I might be. It's run away with me. I can't keep up with it.
1896,
right? Oh, in 84, he'd been 88, right? Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Now,
when's your birthday? In February?
Yeah.
February.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, you're
88 then. Yeah. So our visit has been worthwhile. He learned how old he was.
I've got an old cousin lives up here at Bakewell, or he's been, he's 97.
97.
He's in a nursing home now, but he lived up there by himself until about 5 months ago, and he finally got to where he couldn't take care of himself, and he didn't have any family, so he's out at the Hamilton County Nursing Home. Well, he doesn't like it, but...
What's his name?
Harry Gray.
Harry Gray?
Yeah.
Well, we better...
Okay.
See Mr. Yes, Patterson some other time. Don't bother to get up.
That's all right.
Did you have Myra's daddy? Is he still living?
Chester?
Yeah.
Chester, he's
yeah.
dead now.
He's
yeah.
not been dead too long.
Well, you brought him up there one time, didn't you? Or he brought you up there or something when I was way back in the holler?
Oh, yeah, way back then. That,
yeah.
that was my brother.
Oh, that's your brother?
Yeah.
Uncle Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jay and the boy.
By the way, all that old place where you found me back in the holler, you know?
Yeah.
I gave all that land to the Chattanooga Audubon Society.
We read that.
Did you?
He knew that, but he might have forgotten
yeah.
it now, but he knew that.
Well, good.
Yeah, we read that about that newspaper. That was really great.
That'd make a nice place up in there.
Yeah.
We've had them all up there today walking on part of it.
You have?
Yeah.
Wonderful place.
It's really beautiful back there.
I see you got a shotgun back there. Are you expecting
that's
a...
That's the boy's gun.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a shotgun here, though.
That's a rifle.
Gordon, good to see you again.
Well, good to see you all.
I sure enjoyed meeting you, Mr. Patterson.
I enjoyed meeting you all.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you
I'll
later.
I'll try to get that book over here.
All right.
Pull that door too.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do you have a telephone?
Yeah, we have a telephone call. It's 332-4516.
We'd like to call you in a week or so and see if you can find that book just so we can look at the names.
Okay. It may be. I've got some boxes of stuff in here that he's not probably not been through all of it. It may be in there. You know, see, we've tried to get things together and get the, you know, this
stuff
on the
camera. If you find any kind of muster roll or roll like that, we could like to copy the names because that may be the only.
Okay, I could Xerox it for you.
That'd be great.
If it's over here or if I get a chance to get over there and look for it.
That'd be a.
He had a whole lot of books one time and trade them to Mr. Privet.
Yeah, he sure did, and I didn't get to go through them, or he didn't even go through them either. And I could have shot him, but he was sorry of it after he did it, but he did it in a hurry, you know.
He told me about it, and I went to see Mr. Privet, and he wouldn't let me go through them until his mother got to go through them.
Yeah.
And so I think.
Did you get to go through them?
Never did.
No.
But Mr. Patterson gave me a couple of books.
He said he had some old books in there that were, you know, some good old books. I've not got rid of any of his books,
you
know, some of the junk that I did.
And I'm hoping that Hayden still got those books up there.
I doubt it.
Well, I asked
him. He might have them still up here in this old building.
I asked him not long ago if he still had his books up there, and he told me he did.
Oh,
and
did
then
he?
I come up there and go through them, and then I can't never get it.
Can't get him in contact with
no.
him?
No.
Yeah, he's busy.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Mm-hmm.